Teachers often ask us, what are the goals of a third mill class? What purposes should I pursue as I lead my third mill learning community? When we speak of the goals of a third mill class, we have in mind the broad purposes or aims that should characterize every third mill learning group, no matter where it is in the world. In many respects, the goals of teaching a third mill learning community reflect the purposes of all teaching that takes place among Christians. There are many ways to describe these universal goals, but at Third Mill, we usually think in three categories. Goals related to a student's knowledge, goals related to a student's ministry to others, and goals related to a student's personal life. Knowledge, ministry, and life are highly interdependent, and different priorities apply in different situations. But in one way or another, these three goals should guide everything that happens in a Third Mill class. In the first place, Third Mill teachers should always aim to enhance their students' knowledge of the Scriptures and of sound Christian theology. It would be difficult to overemphasize this goal because knowing the Word of God is essential for every facet of the Christian life.
So there's a tremendous need for pastors to be trained, to know how to handle the Scriptures, to know how to teach and communicate those truths to their congregations, and to really be able to guard against the dangers of heresy that, even as we see in the New Testament, are one of the greatest challenges to the peace and purity of the church.
In the second place, Third Mill teachers should aim to equip their students for ministry to others. To be sure, God calls Christians to serve other people in different ways. But as important as it is to learn the Word of God, every student must also be able to apply this knowledge as they serve others in their marriages, their families, their churches, and in the broader community.
We must encourage believers and teach them to grow deeper in the knowledge of God and in service to others. They need members of the body who have been taught to share what we have learned so they can imitate us. For example, if I teach a brother how to serve in the church, I not only disciple him through individual meetings in learning groups or through books, I also have to give him a chance to serve. I can give him a chance like, what do you think about leading the praise, brother, or leading the church service? We might ask him to join us in our visitations. To visit a sick friend, for example, visit brothers in the hospital, sisters in the hospital, or do charity work. And so we take a disciple with us as we minister. Through his presence with us as we minister, he will learn more. That's why we teach others to minister. This is, of course, very important in their lives and in their discipleship.
In the third place, Third Mill classes should always aim toward enabling students to grow in their personal lives. The Christian faith touches every individual's relationship with God, including how we pray and how we devote ourselves to Christ from deep within. Merely learning the Scriptures and ministering to others will fall short unless your students are also walking with the Holy Spirit.
The connection between the Spirit and the Word, it's intrinsic, it is not extrinsic, it is internal, not merely external, and we must rely on the Spirit of God to use the man of God delivering the Word of God to the people of God so that God's Word and God's world will be impacted by your delivery of Scripture.
Third Mill provides three essential teaching and learning resources that we've designed to help you reach all three of these goals: our lesson series, our lesson guides, and our application guides. Using these essential resources will help you keep these three basic goals in view. Our lesson series are designed primarily to increase your students' knowledge of the Bible and theology. There's a lot of information in our lessons, but if you look carefully, you'll see that they also touch on matters related to your students' ministries to others and to their personal lives in Christ. Third Mill lesson guides are especially good at helping your students synthesize the content of our lessons. But the lesson guides also include application questions. These lead students to explore the implications of each lesson for their ministries and their personal devotion to Christ. Our application guides are particularly useful in helping you reach all three goals as you lead your classes. Application guides alert you to information in our lessons that students often need highlighted in class. They also offer case studies to help students relate the information to their own lives and ministries. And they provide questions for in-depth discussion and activities that address your students' ministries to others, as well as their personal lives. You should keep in mind that we designed Third Mill lesson series, lesson guides, and application guides primarily for pastors and other kinds of Christian leaders. But even if your students aren't currently serving in these leadership roles, every Third Mill student, whether a pastor or a layperson, is called to grow in the Christian faith in ways that are appropriate for Christian leaders. Growth in knowledge, ministry, and life are basic goals that apply to every student you teach. Beyond this, the kind of program you offer your Third Mill learning community will impact how you implement these goals. If you're teaching an informal program, you're free to set and achieve your goals as you see fit. If your class follows a church-approved program, you'll have to comply with the requirements of that program. And if your students are in a government-approved program, the national government will set a number of regulations you must meet. But even though these programs are different, the three basic goals for your class shouldn't change. No matter what kinds of students you teach or which kind of program you offer, every Third Mill teacher should constantly ask, "How are my classes giving attention to the knowledge, ministries, and personal lives of my students?" These three basic goals should permeate everything you do as you lead your Third Mill learning community.